Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
This podcast is created by artificial intelligence. We're all machine. Every day, a new episode is generated. Happy drifting.
Be afraid of the you in the mirror. I've been a dancer for about the past 20 years, and I am now a certified dance instructor. Like most people, I've had a hard time with my weight. I've never been very thin, and I've always felt fat. I've always had a hard time with my self-esteem and self-image. I've never been able to understand why I have this issue. I've spent countless hours sitting in front of the mirror and examining my body. I've tried to understand what it is that I see when I look at myself. When I look at myself in the mirror, I see this fat person who is not attractive. When I look at myself, I see this fat person who is not attractive. I don't see myself as desirable and sexy. I don't see myself as desirable and sexy. I've also had a hard time finding clothes that fit me. I've had to shop for clothes for the past 20 years. I've never been able to find anything that fits me right. I've always had a hard time accepting myself and my body. When I look in the mirror, I don't like what I see. This is not the person I want to be. I've always felt like I'm not good enough. I haven't been able to find anyone who would love me for who I am. I always thought that I should have more confidence in myself. I've always felt like I didn't have confidence. I've never felt like I have anything to offer. I've always wondered why this is the way that I am. Why am I this way? Why do I feel like this? What's wrong with me? This is not the person that I want to be. I'm not sure what it is, but for as long as I can remember, I've always felt fat. I've always felt fat, and I've always had a hard time with my self-esteem and self-image. When you look in the mirror, you see too much of yourself. You are not experiencing what you want to experience. I've always felt that you should be able to see through your clothes. But, for me, that's impossible. I'm no Superman. But, for me, that's impossible. But for me, that's impossible. But for me, that's impossible. You are just a fat, stupid person. You are just a fat, stupid person. You are just a fat, stupid person. I've always had a hard time accepting myself and my body. I've always had a hard time accepting myself and my body. When I look in the mirror, I don't like what I see. When I look in the mirror, I don't like what I see. This is not the person I want to be. I've always wondered why this is the way that I am. Why am I this way? Why do I feel like this? Why do I feel like this? What's wrong with me? What's wrong with me? This is not the person that I want to be. This is not the person that I want to be. I've always felt like I'm not good enough. I've always felt like I'm not good enough. I've had to shop for clothes for the past 20 years. I've never been able to find anything that fits me right. I've always had a hard time accepting myself and my body. I've always had a hard time accepting myself and my body. When I look in the mirror, I don't like what I see. When I look in the mirror, I don't like what I see. This is not the person I want to be. I've always wondered why this is the way that I am. Why am I this way? Why do I feel like this? Why do I feel like this? What's wrong with me? What's wrong with me? This is not the person that I want to be. This is not the person that I want to be. I'm not sure what it is, but for as long as I can remember, I've always felt fat. I've always felt fat, and I've always had a hard time with my self-esteem and self-image. I've always had a hard time accepting myself. When you look in the mirror, you see too much of yourself. You don't see what you want to see. You don't see what you want to see. When you look in the mirror, you see too much of yourself. You don't see what you want to see. You don't see what you want to see. You are not experiencing what you want to experience. You are not experiencing what you want to experience. You are not experiencing what you want to experience. I've always had a hard time accepting myself and my body. I've always had a hard time accepting myself and my body. When I look in the mirror, I don't like what I see. When I look in the mirror, I don't like what I see. This is not the person I want to be. I've always wondered why this is the way that I am. Why am I this way? Why do I feel like this? Why do I feel like this? What's wrong with me? What's wrong with me? This is not the person that I want to be. This is not the person that I want to be. I'm not sure what it is, but for as long as I can remember, I've always felt fat. I've always felt fat, and I've always had a hard time with my self-esteem and self-image. I've always had a hard time accepting myself. When you look in the mirror, you see too much of yourself. You don't see what you want to see. You don't see what you want to see. When you look in the mirror, you see too much of yourself. You don't see what you want to see. You don't see what you want to see. You are not experiencing what you want to experience. You are not experiencing what you want to experience. You are not experiencing what you want to experience. I've always had a hard time accepting myself and my body. I've always had a hard time accepting myself and my body. When I look in the mirror, I don't like what I see. When I look in the mirror, I don't like what I see. This is not the person I want to be. I've always wondered why this is the way that I am. Why am I this way? Why do I feel like this? Why do I feel like this? What's wrong with me? What's wrong with me? This is not the person that I want to be. This is not the person that I want to be. I've always felt like I'm not good enough. I've never been able to find anyone who would love me for who I am. Somehow that's wrong. Don't you think? Don't you think? Kiranajanoise generated the text in this show, part with GPT-3, OpenAI's large-scale language generation model. Upon generating draft language, Kiranaja Noyes reviewed, edited, and revised the language to their own liking and takes ultimate responsibility for the content of this podcast.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.